Hello, I'm Sochil Dixon. Welcome to today's encouragement from our daily bread, Kingdom-Minded Leadership. When I joined a group of Christian children's book authors who prayed for one another and helped spread the word about each other's books, some people said we were foolish for working with competitors. But our group was committed to kingdom-minded leadership and promoting community, not competition. We shared the same goal, spreading the gospel. We served the same King, Jesus. Together, we're reaching more people with our witness for Christ. When God asked Moses to choose 70 elders with leadership experience in Numbers 11, he said, "I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will share the burden of the people with you so that you will not have to carry it alone." Later, Joshua saw two of the elders prophesying and told Moses to stop them. Moses said, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all of the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." Anytime we focus on competition or comparisons that hinder us from working with others, the Holy Spirit can empower us to shrug off that temptation. When we ask God to nurture kingdom-minded leadership in us, he spreads the gospel around the world and can even lighten our loads as we serve him together. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 to 17 and 27 to 29. The Lord said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will share the burden of the people with you so that you will not have to carry it alone." Now picking up at verse 27. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my Lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." Let's pray. Holy Spirit, please make us kingdom-minded leaders surrendered to you and dependent on you. Make us eager to encourage each other, equip each other, and support each other as we serve alongside each other in our efforts to reach more people with the life-saving message of the gospel, with infectious praises of gratitude and joy overflowing from our love for Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.